following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
I'm Coward, and I've got big news for allergy sufferers. The number one prescribed antihistamine, Allegra, is available without a prescription. The same exact allergy medication, same full prescription strength, right on the shelf. Among OTC brands, only Allegra combines fast, non-drowsy 24-hour relief for your toughest allergy symptoms on the first dose. Starts working in an hour to relieve sneezing, runny, itchy, watery eyes, and itchy nose or throat, all without drowsiness. Allegra, full prescription strength relief without any of that fuzzy, groggy feeling you may get from other medicines. And Allegra works all day long. Choose once per day or twice per day tablets. For added relief from nasal congestion and sinus pressure, choose Allegra D. Big news, full prescription strength without a prescription over the counter. Have it all with Allegra on the shelf at your local retailer. Use as directed.
At the KXPN Studios News Desk, I'm Merritt Lawson. Local radio hosts Doug Duda and Big Daddy Tony Davis will no longer have speaking roles on Wednesdays. Due to Big Red Lunch's Loper Link and Bob Jensen, there's just no more room in the show for them.
Au contraire, bonjour.
You know we couldn't keep the guys out of the show. So despite a busy show, the guys will get you ready for all your favorite high school teams, your UNK Lopers, and the Nebraska Huskers. Now live at one of your Big Red Lunches, here's Doug Duda and Big Daddy Tony Davis.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. It's Wednesday, and that means Cunningham's Journal, the Lofton Courtyard, for another Husker Lunch. Sean Callahan from Huskers Online will be on site today. We're here from 11 to 12 doing the Doug and Danny Show as we do every week. We'll also be bringing you Sean Callahan to talk. I've got to think, folks, this is the biggest game of the year. I hope that it's packed down here at Cunningham's. I hope you come down and enjoy lunch. I hope you enjoy Sean Callahan, which folks have for a long, long time. Every time he's come out for a Husker lunch or spring ball or fall previews or whatever it is, come on out, get here early, get your lunch ordered, settle back in, and get a good seat because you, the fans, this is all you've been talking about for a year and 3 months now is Nebraska-Wisconsin, or however long we've known that this is going to be the first Big Ten game. You've been talking about it for a year. This is what you want to know about. We'd love to have you here today for our Husker Lunch, and Sean Callahan will join us at the end of the hour. Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep Report will join us towards the bottom of the hour to talk high school football as we get into the meat and some really good games coming up this week. There were some good games last week, not necessarily in our area as we expected, Tony, but some good games. And coming up in our next segment, Rick Squires, UNK volleyball coach, is going to join us. They take on two nationally ranked teams at home this weekend, trying to bounce back from their first loss of the season, still ranked 8th in the country. That's our Loper Link coming up. So all that, and Jared Crick is back at practice in pads, and it sucked not being able to play on a Saturday. So that is just some of it, and you actually have to talk baseball. I like talking baseball, but you have to talk baseball. It's just as important as most everything else besides Nebraska, Wisconsin. Boston, Atlanta, that's going to be our new ATS poll question, ATS hot topic. Who will make the playoffs? Boston, Atlanta, neither, both. Tony?
Well, the Braves are in a free fall. Boston, it seems to be Tampa Bay is playing such great baseball right now. I would say that Atlanta would be the team left out.
It sounds to me that Boston doesn't have enough to win today and tomorrow, or tomorrow period, because they have to win today, say they both lose and still have a matchup tomorrow. Boston just doesn't have anything going tomorrow. Boston's going to have to win a slugfest, it sounds like, tomorrow, or need some help today. And it's very interesting what the Yankees do today, and it'll be the Yankees and the Rays. You know, there were four games, Tony, and I was shocked this morning. We got from the ESPN network that there will be baseball here on ESPN Radio tonight, and it will be one of the four games. It depended on how things went last night. So now Atlanta is playing Philadelphia. The Cardinals are playing Houston. St. Louis and Atlanta, they're all tied up after St. Louis won and Atlanta lost last night. Then in the American League, you got Boston, the Red Sox. They've had that lead the whole time, and they're playing Baltimore. And then you've got the Rays, who are red hot, taking on the Yankees. Was there any doubt in your mind which one of those four games would be selected?
It
absolutely had nothing to do with Tampa Bay, Boston, Atlanta, or St. Louis. Once again, Yankees, up yours. What will you do tonight? Will you intentionally lose so that Boston is out of the playoffs? At least you do your part to keep them out of the playoffs. Because, Danny, we all remember, and it's not quite the same scenario, but it is. It's very close to this. Green Bay, if Chicago could have kept them out of the playoffs, obviously they wouldn't have won the Super Bowl. And now, if you can keep Tampa Bay out, obviously they can't beat you in the playoffs.
Get into the tournament. That's all anybody wants to do at this point. No matter, you know what, if you're it's an Atlanta Braves fan, all you want to do is get in the tournament. You know, they were 10.5 games ahead August 10th or 12th. It's 21-9, I believe, from that time that the Cardinals are. They're like 10 and 20. I mean, it's just an inverse deal that they can't seem to catch a break. Hudson goes for the Braves, though. You've got to feel good about that today if you're a Braves fan out there. You were on the Braves since the start of the year. And I think that's exciting. You know, when you're a Braves fan, you grew up. That was one of the only two teams. You were a Cubs or you were a Braves fan in the National
League.
It was on TV. Yeah, every day it was on TV. I mean, we grew up with Bob Horner and Dale Murphy. And, you know, what went on the WTBS? That's the way we grew up. So
Maddox, Glavin, Smoltz, all of those guys, yeah.
Yeah, go right on down. You follow those guys. But they were always on TV growing up, so there's a lot of Braves fans around. Here in Central Nebraska, there's a lot of Cardinal fans around just because of proximity to St. Louis. You know what? And then you've got your Yankees and the Red Sox fans that have been going back and forth. Not, you know, it's not overbearing. When you walk into a bar, it's not full of Yankees, not full of Red Sox here as it is on the East Coast. But still, you know the rivalry. You know the excitement level there. But it is playoff baseball. And you know what? It's a fun time for people that don't. You know what? Maybe you haven't followed baseball for the last month because you're a Royals fan and you said, what the hell? By the way, Royals have won 11 out of the last 15 games, but that's just a side note.
They always do in September.
The excitement level for baseball has got to be at a high right now as we get ready to go into baseball. You know what? And it's not even a cinch that the Milwaukee Brewers will be playing a home baseball game, playoff game this weekend. It's close. They should have it. They won 95 games. They've won 95 baseball games. Amazing total for the Milwaukee Brewers.
Danny, I want to say this. If the New York Yankees do not do everything they can to win that game tonight, they are a disgrace to the name of baseball. They are a disgrace to the New York Yankees organization, which, if I wasn't a Yankee hater, is the number one organization in all of Major League Baseball. Do everything but pitch C.C. Sabathia. Do everything but throw your number one. All your starters are in there. If it's a save situation late, Rivera's in there. You do what you can to beat Tampa Bay. They are the hottest team in baseball. You must do what you can to keep them out. If you do not, you are the biggest joke ever, and even more people will hate the New York Yankees.
You can't go that far. They know they're in the dance. And they,
no,
you know what?
You have to.
They're setting up that rotation. No. You're setting up your rotation. You're worried about you at this point.
Well, then if you're worried about you, keep out the hottest team in Major League Baseball. Instead of playing them in a 7-game series, you've got a 1-game series.
Well,
beat them. You don't have to beat them 4 times. You got to beat them once.
They don't even have a starting pitcher named for the Yankees yet.
That's the only spot that you have to have open. All your offensive starters, your best defensive players, Mariano Rivera, you got to have everybody else going in this baseball game tonight. Don't be bringing up somebody that was down in double-A ball 2 weeks ago to play in this game tonight. You've got to keep the hottest team out. You got one. Instead of trying to beat them 4 times, beat them once. Does that not make sense?
You've got to have your number one pitcher ready to go the first game of the playoffs.
I said you don't pitch Sabathia tonight.
That's fine. But you got to get your rotation. The Phillies threw, what, 4 or 5 guys last night? They didn't throw their number three pitcher last night for 7 innings and go, let's beat these guys. And everybody's looking ahead.
Well,
they're
going to
look ahead.
Well, I thought for a minute there you were on the same page, but
no,
you're not, and you are totally wrong in this. And we will take your emails, we'll take your phone calls, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776, and you can email us anytime to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. We are at Cunningham's Journal for our Husker lunch today. Sean Callahan will be here. Come on in, grab some lunch, have something to drink, and enjoy a beautiful day and get ready for Nebraska, Wisconsin this weekend. God, you're wrong. The Rangers have a one-game edge over the Tigers for the number two seed. The Rangers win today, they'll clinch it. Then they would host the AL wildcard winner with the Tigers visiting the Yankees. But if the Rangers lose and the Tigers win, they would flip seeds because Detroit won the season series. A tie means Detroit would host the wild card and the Rangers would travel to the Yankees. There is all kinds of crap like this on MLB.com, Tony. There's eight scenarios going into the final day of the regular season. It's even worse in the National League because you don't know which wild card then defects who's in the division, and you don't play who's in your division the first round. It's psychotic, and it's fun. It makes sports fun.
Well, yeah, it is fun. Not all travel arrangement times. If you're a huge fan like that, and I know a lot of people from Central Nebraska go to those playoff series. So you know, you got to make decisions and all the options. You got probably to drive to Denver, so you have straight flights.
You're just weird. Why are you so weird?
You're strange. Screws are loose.
Loberlink is coming up next here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll take a break from Cunningham's Journal and be right back.
Farmers, investing in irrigation could be the best decision you'll ever make for your farm's future success. So why not invest in the best? Buy a quarter-mile T&L pivot irrigation system and save $6,500 during T&L's Invest in the Best Harvest Special. It's going on now. Call T&L Irrigation or your T&L dealer today to learn more. T&L, proven technology that works.
You know, when I get new tires, it's reassuring to know I'm getting the most for my money. And the Sears Blue Automotive Group protects my car by offering an alignment after they've installed them. Now my tires should last longer, and I can drive away feeling safe and happy.
Head into Sears Auto Center through October 1st and save up to $100 when you buy four Bridgestone tires. Plus, get an oil change with no shop or disposal fees for only $21.99 with coupon. Go to SearsAuto.com for more great values and valuable coupons. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
I'm Professor Burke from the University of Farmers, where even the chaff is wheat, and this is a pop quiz. True or false? Finding discounts means clipping coupons. False. By sitting down with a farmer's agent, you'll get access to discounts that could save you hundreds on home and auto insurance. If you said true, put down the scissors and start saving on more than just canned yams.
We are insurance.
We are farmers. Bum, ba-da-bum, bum, bum, bum.
Call a farmer's agent to see how you can save on auto and home insurance. Find your local agent at farmers.com.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get the hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
By the fourth quarter, we're just getting started. The Platte River Prep Scoreboard Show comes after the Classic Hits 98.9 football game of the week. All the way through the playoffs, scores, wrap-ups from our five play-by-play teams, plus coaches and sports reporters' reactions. Platte River Prep Scoreboard, brought to you by Five Points Bank, the Better Bank in Grand Island, Kearney, and Hastings.
Sunshine develops across the area today with temperatures topping off at about 87 for a high. Winds will also stay variable from 5 to 10. For tonight, with clear to partly cloudy skies, lows will be back to 52. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 73.
How dare you say that my behavior is unacceptable? So condescending, unnecessarily critical.
And the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, rolls on here from Cunningham's Journal. Our Husker Lunch and Sean Callahan will be joining us in just a little bit here, and we would love to have you come down and join us as we get ready for the start of Big Ten football. But that's not all that's going on, because Still, here in our backyard, football-volleyball combination, Daddy, UNK is higher ranked combination-wise than any other Division II program in the country.
Feel that, Grand Valley.
Which, and they fell out of the volleyball top 25. I know you don't know that, but they did. Last week, 11 would have been the combination. This week, it's 15 because UNK, you know, can't win 67 in a row. That's what we found out. To take the pressure off of that unbeaten regular season, Brooke Squires decided to, once again, in his infinite coaching wisdom, play some younger kids on a Friday. And it's time for our local link. He'll talk to us here, hopefully, in just a minute. Brought to you by Charter West National Bank of Kearney. Let Russ Smith help you with all your lending needs. You have the reasons, they have the loans. And by Garrett Tire, Tread, and Appliance. For all your vehicle services, big and small, and on-the-farm tire service. Foam-filled industrial tires for no more flats or downtime. Call Garrett Tires and Treads for details or check them out online at garretttire.net. It's not all volleyball. UNK golf teams have kind of struggled this fall, and the women finished seventh yesterday, but the men, out of 20 teams, finished sixth over at Gothenburg this weekend, and that is a very, very good sign. C.A. Everson is a tie for fifth, the young man out of Washington. He does a great job there. UNK football team, they blasted everybody. We talked to Daryl Morris yesterday, and since we talked yesterday, the young running back who broke his red shirt to fill in for Trinidad, fill in for Russ Dring, he's the Nebraska Division II Player of the Week there at Adams State this week. Soccer is home Friday. They're on the road on Sunday. And I think that catches us up. The runners are still running with Brady Bonzel, and volleyball is home for their marquee home stand of the season. And Loper volleyball coach Rick Squires joins us. Good morning, sir.
Morning, guys.
Infinite wisdom?
Well, that'd be a stretch, I think, but infinite something.
It's happened every year, and it's something you got to deal with. So you go 1-1 over the weekend. It's on the road. This is not foreign to the girls or to the coaching staff or to you. Now you have to bounce back and get better. What was different about this loss than maybe first losses in other seasons?
Well, I mean, in some ways it came a little later than we might have expected. I mean, we entered the season with no illusion of being 12-13-0 or whatever we were. And so I think, by nature of the fact that we might have been a little higher in that national poll than we should have been based on what we did last year. All of a sudden we're, sitting up there in the top five. And even though I think we have a good, solid team, that was probably, maybe a little higher than we should have been. So, ran into a good Colorado Mines team who I think was playing out of a sense of desperation. They lost a couple of road games the weekend before, which, even watching the films of those matches, they were clearly the better team in both matches. And so they circled the wagons, came back home. And in that match, it was kind of a funny match because I think we played maybe our best volleyball of the season in game one and then finished the match playing as poorly as we played all season. So we just weren't able to sustain it. The one thing we talked about after the match was, you can't let your foot off the accelerator. And we kind of did that in game two when we had a chance to maybe get them in a hole, and we came out slow and gave them a little breathing room, and they settled into a rhythm. And really from that point forward, they were a handful. I mean, they were clicking on all cylinders, and, they're a good team to start with. And so, unfortunately, we might be responsible for helping them turn the corner. And I really think they're going to be a contender from here on out. They had everybody back from last year's NCAA tournament team, and they're pretty good. So, it's going to be one of those years in the RMAC where there's a handful of teams that, can play well on any given night.
I picked up something he said there, Doug. When he say, I would love to hear Chris Berman say, no one circles the wagons like the Colorado School of Mines volleyball team.
That's exactly right.
Not like the Buffalo Bills, but, I would love to hear Chris Berman say that. But, because you knew there were going to be some growing pains with a young team. You're this far into the season. Thumbs up, thumbs down to where you are. I would have to say thumbs up right now because we were able to bounce back and play well Saturday against another. At that point, they were the only team that had not lost an RMAC game in UCCS. and they had some nice wins on the season. So I was very concerned going down to Colorado Springs, playing another tough opponent on the road, not sure how we were going to react. And, you know, we seemed to put the whole Colorado Mines thing behind us, and we played pretty well. And, you know, that's not an easy place to win. So I was very pleased that we were able to come back and get a much-needed conference win. And so hopefully that bodes well for us. I mean, it doesn't get any easier because, you know, both Metro and Regis are in and out of the national poll in Regis's case, but Metro, nationally ranked team. And so, you know, our division this year in the East, probably six teams that might be good enough to win the West. And so that's kind of where we're sitting.
Rick Squires joins us here on Wilbur Link, UNK head volleyball coach. Remind the fans again, I mean, this is one of those decisions where you get to host. It's regionals, it's conference. I mean, there's a lot riding on this weekend because you got your tiebreakers in there, and usually one or two, three losses. You got three losses, you're kind of losing your hope to host anything.
Well, and that's been the case anyway over the years. And so, you know, you're playing at home and against two of the other potential contenders in the league, and you'd like to help your cause. And you know, being able to get a couple of wins would obviously be huge, but one win would keep you in the race, and a couple of losses kind of put you in a situation where you're kind of fighting from behind, and that's not where you want to be right now. So we need all the help we can get out there, making the Health and Sports Center a tough place to play. And, you know, I can tell you that, you know, the folks in the RMAC, they're doing their best to give us a proper send-off because the treatment we've received on the road thus far has been
the officials are jamming it.
Well, you know, I don't know about that, but the you know,
small locker room.
They're trying to make sure that you know, they send us off with a few parting shots. That's for sure.
They would not like to see that tournament be here in the backyard.
No,
I have a feeling they want it out their direction.
No question.
You knew that going into this year, though, didn't you?
Oh, no doubt about it. I mean, it you know, by nature of a lot of things. Young team, graduated a lot of players last year in the RMAC. Metro's a veteran team. Mines is a veteran team. You know, a lot of other teams with some seniors. And so I'm sure a lot of people this year have kind of circled the UNK date on their calendar, figuring, you know, this might be the year to get us. Or
remember the good old days where you steamrolled everybody?
I like those days a lot better.
Who was the coach? Anyway, Rich Squires joins us here, head volleyball coach at UNK. We do it so often with football, let's make a volleyball analogy. Nebraska does the same thing with Colorado State, just crushes them in two sets, and then acts like they bring a new team out. Then they get their feet under them. They beat Penn State and Ohio State on their home court last week. Do you search for things like that to tell your team or in a coaching confidence, give yourself some confidence, your coaching staff confidence that things will be okay?
Sure. I mean, I think you look around and you can find teams that we've beaten who have beaten other good teams. And, you know, I just noticed last night, Augustana beat Wayne State. Winona's beat Wayne State. We beat both of those teams. We know Wayne's a good team. And you know, I just think that volleyball has gotten to the point now where there are so many people playing the game that there are very few rosters that don't have good, solid athletes on them. So I think that makes it really exciting for the fans, a lot more stressful for the coaches. And, you know, you mentioned Colorado State and beating Nebraska, and then I saw about a week later Colorado State turn around and lost to the University of Denver, who had three wins on the year. So, I mean, it's just rally scoring, 25 points, athletes everywhere. Every night is an adventure, and so hopefully we'll come out on the good side of that once or twice this weekend.
You're following teams under the MIAA. I'm sure they're, comparatively speaking, top to bottom conference in volleyball is what?
You know what? I think right now, if you look at the RMAC East, the MIAA is no more scary than the RMAC East right now. I mean, certainly Central Missouri is an upper-tier team, as is Washburn, but I think after that, you know, we're going to fit right in and contend in the MIAA, especially considering that we don't have any seniors playing right now, and we've got the bulk of our roster for a couple of years with a big sophomore class. So looking forward to it. I mean, you know, some of the travel and so forth we've had to deal with this year, you know, you're riding back and getting home at 5 in the morning, and you're thinking, bring on the MIAA.
Makes you wonder how he has 12 kids. Rick Spires, last minute with us here. Am I starting to really see Haley Lake's name a little bit more here? We had a National Player of the Week since we talked to you last a couple of weeks ago come out of Lincoln, out of Southwest, now Southeast with Haley Lake. What's going on in Lincoln?
You know, it's been a nice addition to our recruiting campaign the last few years to get some kids out of Lincoln. Obviously, we got one or two out of Omaha as well, and so that's been good for us. And, yeah, Haley Lake has definitely emerged, and she is probably our best blocker. And certain nights, she's one of our primary offensive players as well. She's just such a good athlete. She's one of those players who makes a play or two every night where you kind of just wonder how she did that. And she's a competitor, and it's good to see her kind of coming on. And with the loss of Jerry Wachowiak, we've got somebody else in there who's a great athlete. So we need Haley to play well. You know, Ashley, obviously National Player of the Week, that was huge for her. And so that's a pretty good sophomore class, and we hope they'll continue to develop.
When you get a National Player of the Week, is it the award really? I mean, they get a big trophy, or no, not really.
You know, they get interesting. The AVCA moves to online certificates. So you go online and you
print your out yourself.
I might get one of those. I could probably get you anyone. It's still a nice honor.
No, absolutely.
Yeah, you know, doesn't come with any cash or anything like that.
Well, I had to ask Chris Connor last night. You know, some teams can't beat other teams. So now I have to ask you. We have fun. We have joking around. But some things happen off the court with your volleyball team here since we last talked. Is everything – how do you want to address that?
You know what? We are happy to be back to a full roster. I mean, it took us until Monday of this week to have everybody back in the gym. And, you know, certainly, you know, there are institutional policies we have to follow, and there's certainly, I think – in the best interest of the student athletes, and all of them are good kids who made mistakes, and you know, some of them maybe a little more severe than others, or maybe were happened with a little more frequency, unfortunately. But at this stage, we're happy to say that everybody's back in the gym, full roster. We're ready to go, and the team has dealt with it well. Also, I mean, they're glad about it, and they are nice kids, and they're happy that. You know, they're all back together again. So we look forward to moving on from here, and hopefully everybody learned a little something from it. And we all remember our college days, unfortunately. And
well, I don't really.
you wouldn't have been on the
that's
team.
That's probably
for a
good thing,
days.
Daddy.
In the world
all
would be boring,
blur.
It was all perfect, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Big matches this weekend with Metro Friday, Regis Saturday. Folks, get out and see it. It's great volleyball, and UNK could definitely use your help because in the East, the top five teams are either 4-1 or 4-2 going into this weekend in conference play. Rick, we always appreciate it. Best of luck this weekend.
Thanks, guys.
That's Rick Squires, head volleyball coach at UNK. We ran down all the other sports before we started talking to the coach. Our Loper Link brought to you in part by Garrett Tire and Treads. Check him out at GarrettTire.net. And by Russ Smith at CharterWest National Bank of Kearney, offering all types of loans from new construction, home, commercial, and for the seniors, the reverse mortgage loan. You have the reasons. They have the loans. We'll take a break. Talk a little high school football with Bob Jensen. We're live at Cunningham's Journal getting ready for our Husker lunch at the top of the hour. Sean Callahan will be on hand. So stop by, join us, enjoy lunch, talk Nebraska football over the noon hour here at Cunningham's. Get here early. Daddy signing autographs back after this.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. College or pro? A debate as old as football itself. I've got my opinion. I know you've got yours. And StubHub? Well, StubHub's got a great selection of tickets to both. That's because more fans list their extras on StubHub, which means you get access to seats you can't find anywhere else. So whether you root for your alma mater on Saturday or cheer for your favorite pros on Sunday, StubHub gives you the freedom to find the seats you want all season long. So the only question is, where do you want to sit?
Know why most shoe stores never bother to measure your feet? Too much work. Know why they don't offer different widths? Too much work. Know why they don't ask about your work? Too much work. Think you can say installing that last bridge span or torquing the bolts on a jet engine is too much work? Didn't think so. At a Red Wing shoe store, we know your feet and your work, because Red Wing boots are purpose-built for the exact work you do. Red Wing shoes. Work is our work.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Sunshine develops across the area today with temperatures topping off at about 87 for a high. Winds will also stay variable from 5 to 10. For tonight, with clear to partly cloudy skies, lows will be back to 52. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 73.
You know, well, I'm a chicken fry. A cold beer on a Friday night.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Bob Jensen's going to join us here in just a moment. If you've got a question on high school football, we'd sure love to hear from you on the Dead Popper inbox. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Hastings Volleyball, a winner last night. Tony, crushing Concordia in straight sets. Shayna Shocker leading the Broncos with 14 kills. They're now 11-9. Hastings soccer teams both play Concordia tonight. Their forward Sarah Wenzel and defender Rebecca Glisson have been named the GPAC Soccer Players of the Week. Some great high school volleyball last night. I'm going to hunt, if it's a good weekend, and I might have to just do it Friday, I'm going to have to hunt down Jason Owens. Kearney's volleyball is playing really well right now. Picked up two more wins last night on the road, defeating Lincoln East and Norfolk. And then, of course, the highlight match of the state last night was the C1 defending state champions, Grand Island Central Catholic, against Kearney Catholic, who they beat in the final last year. And Katie Brand, who's going to Kansas State, put on a whale of a show, 17 kills, something like 30 assists, 20 digs. Every game was close. It went four sets. Central Catholic rallied from a first-set loss to win in four. Bailey Sokolowski and Michaela Mestel, 13-12 kills. Megan Anderson, 6-8 blocks. It was a great match. Hopefully they can meet up again in a district final or a state tournament. And Minden's out there. They got a win last night. They're in that sub-district. Grand Island wins a top-five battle in Class A over Southwest. Hastings beat York. St. Cecilia wins a couple of times last night. So a good night for the Tri-City teams.
The Brand is just that special of an athlete. I talked to three people that were there this morning, and they're saying it's just a difference, man. I mean, just.
And she doesn't look like it. You know, that's the thing about her. She is so quiet. She's smooth. She doesn't have to swing. Her arm speed doesn't have to look like a John Daly tee shot. I mean, it's her. She's smart. I think maybe that's what you're looking at. She just has such great court awareness. You talk about that in basketball, you talk about it in volleyball. She's going to Kansas State. She's the only. Her and Sorhan, who wasn't even close to the status that she, her role last year, not even close to what her role is this year, were really the only players that were any consistent varsity play last year, and here they go again. And SCOTUS now may be the best team in C1. They've beaten Grand Island Central Catholic, and then they beat a couple of top teams over the weekend in Class B, and they're in the all-class top 10. So there you go. Hey, folks, investing in irrigation, you know, we've been telling you it's the best decision you'll ever make for your farm's future success. So if you're going to invest, if you're going to put that pave check out, if you're going to take care of your farm, then invest in the best with a quarter-mile T&L pivot irrigation system, and you can save upwards of $6,500 during T&L's Invest in the Best Harvest Special going on now. Call your T&L irrigation dealer or can check them out online. I love that online stuff. Proven technology that works, T&L Irrigation. TLIIR.com is the way you can check out T&L Irrigation. We're back here again at our Husker Lunch at Cunningham's Journal, and it's time to talk a little high school football.
It's time now for this week's high school football preview on the Doug and Daddy Show with Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report.
He's got game.
Bob Jensen, Bob Jensen, smartest guy in the state of Nebraska, Bob Jensen from Central City, whose biggest win, Bob, okay, we've talked about it the last couple of weeks, St. Paul's good. They win that top 10 matchup. That's the biggest Central City win since when?
Well, I guess you'd have to figure probably since 1989, I suppose. That team, that was the first year that we lived here, dude. And that team won 10 games in a row. It was good enough to win the state tournament. It got beat in the last minute of a quarterfinal game up at Pierce. But, boy, since then, times have been hard. So for them to come through, and it wasn't just that they won. It wasn't just that they won, because they had to overcome some things. Some of them were self-inflicted. They had a couple of turnovers that could have been disastrous, would have been disastrous in most games over the last 20 years for a Central City team, but they overcame them. And they also overcame what would have been, it sounds like to me, I wasn't there to see it with my own two eyes, but I listened to the radio broadcast, and you know how accurate those are. Seems as though the official stepped in front of one of our wide-open receivers in the end zone on fourth down and like 21 would have been a touchdown. So regardless, Central City wins, and they're 4-0, and you've got to think they're legit.
Bob Jensen joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show, as he does every Wednesday right here for his Huskerland prep preview. Bob, I guess in our area last week, I got to see Bertrand play Amherst, two teams I think are nice teams. You get in the playoffs, I don't know how well they match up with Howells. I think it's probably a little bit lopsided there. It was a nice matchup last week. Other than that, in Central Nebraska, well, Shelton just scored again. But other than that, in Central Nebraska, there really weren't that great of games around. Is there anything that stood out to you in our listening area?
Well, I'm kind of like you, Tony. They're just, last week was not a great week. Almost everywhere. There was a big game in Class A. It was number one against number four. And there's a couple others. But, man, there was a lot of routes last week. And, on a humane level, you don't want to see anybody go through something like that. But four or five different teams scored 80 points. Both Shelton and Kennesaw, who I suspect we'll talk about before we're done, they did it last week. There was a bunch of 70s, and, you see that a lot. And so this week, hopefully there'll be some more competitive games. You got a couple nice ones just not very far from where you guys are sitting.
We're talking to Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report before we get into breaking down this week's games. Stu touched on up in the Omaha World Herald this week. You look at the record that Garrett Borcher of Pawnee City, who scored 10 touchdowns, 88-40. We never used to see that, and not necessarily because we had the 45-point rule where the game was called. You just didn't used to see years ago anything like that. Is it? We've talked about it. There's the good, there's the bad, there's not a lot of in between, and you're seeing some just things that you haven't seen. Records don't seem to mean as much as they used to. Is this the way we're headed, Bob, or are we expected to see defense before the season ends?
Oh, there'll be some defense, Duda, but it is a fact that, you do have some exceptional teams. Almost all of them are from programs with long-term winning traditions, and then you have programs that have struggled for a long time. We have fewer and fewer kids going out for the sport of football, which means that there's bigger gaps in the talent pool. There's just some really bad matchups. I mean, that doesn't mean that, some of these teams that are getting beat, like we talked about last week, for instance, Pawnee City beat Sterling, okay? They beat them 88-40. The starters for Pawnee were still in the game early in the fourth quarter because I guess they thought it was, still competitive to one degree or another. But that point aside, Sterling's good enough, that's going to be a 500 team. They're going to win half their games. I wouldn't be at all surprised to see Sterling in the playoffs. It's just that, when you've got good teams trying to find good games for them to play, it's harder and harder to do, which is why a class like C2 is such a revelation this year with so many teams that seem to be at least somewhat equal, not just at the top, but maybe all the way through the class.
You bring up C2, Bob White, right in our backyard, Ravenna and Kearney Catholic. Should be a great matchup, although Kearney Catholic seems to have proven themselves at this point. Can Ravenna hang around their speed?
Oh, they can. You sure they can? Especially, you know, Saborn's a tremendous athlete at quarterback. That you know, their line, Coach Hudson's always got a good line. There's nothing to say that they won't be able to be around. I just think that Kearney Catholic's too good. I do think. Now you say that, man. You know, numbers are funny things. You know, we're spending all this time talking about 80-point games and 10-touchdown games and all this sort of thing. You know, Ravenna had the numbers against St. Cecilia. You know, Kearney Catholic kind of did too. Kearney Catholic had some, you know, fairly really badly timed mistakes against St. Cecilia. So it's one of those things where this game will be competitive because. Ravenna and Kearney Catholic sure like to play each other. I think that's a nice, clean way to put it. And it's going to be a hot time in town. And I wouldn't be at all surprised to see it come down the last couple times that somebody's got the ball. I do think that's a game that Kearney Catholic wins. But, you know, a Ravenna victory, while it would be a textbook upset, I don't think any time Ravenna's ever beat Kearney Catholic at anything has been a huge shock, just as it would be the other way around.
Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prepper Ford joining us here on the Doug and Danny Show. It was just a couple of years ago where Ravenna was number two and Kearney Catholic wasn't on the radar, and we kept going, what? No, you mean that Ravenna's ahead? No, you mean Ravenna's ahead 28? No. And that was like a 33 or 35 nothing win for Kearney Catholic over Ravenna, and I'm sure Ravenna remembers that. They want to do the same thing here and put themselves in a position to maybe get a home playoff game. And here on ESPN Radio, should be a great one. Battle of Unbeaten. Shelton taking on Kennesaw. Bob, you've got Kennesaw ranked a little higher, obviously, than the newspapers do, but what you've talked about them, what are you expecting in this ball game?
Well, I tell you what, you know, to me, this game is a breath of fresh air, and I am not only happy for anybody connected with the Kennesaw or Shelton football programs or their communities or the dog catcher, whatever. Everybody's all fired up. You know, it's just got a different feel to it. You know, I say all the time, I've got two schools that I pull for, the one I went to, the one my kids went to. Beyond that, I want to see somebody new stick their nose in there and shake things up a little bit. Well, these two teams are good, and the reason, you know, part of the reason that Kennesaw, well, the reason Kennesaw is number one is they started at number two in Creighton, which is all busted up with injuries, got beat. Kennesaw goes to number one. And what I liked about them was the overall amount of talented, experienced players that they have coming back. When you add that to the fact that they have got maybe one of the top three playmakers, well, without a doubt, one of the top three playmakers in the whole class, and Tyler Snitzler at quarterback, that just seemed like a recipe for success. Shelton has been in some dark places in the last few years, but the last couple, especially with this group of seniors and the group of juniors behind them, you've kind of seen their star ascend a little bit. And from all accounts, what separates this Shelton team from the teams that weren't very good, and even last year's that was, you know, kind of good, is the fact that they've been playing really physical football. I've heard that from a couple different coaches that have faced them. They like to power the ball with Luke Glenn, the quarterback, which is exactly what Kennesaw is waiting for and exactly what Kennesaw is probably going to turn around and try and do to Shelton. I think it's going to be a lot of the same things you know, on both sides of the ball, people are going to be trying to do to the other guy. And I don't know. I think one of the telling things about this whole game, and it is one of the spotlight games of the whole week, I did an interview with Kogan Thompson on Monday. Kogan is the star linebacker there at Kennesaw and whatnot. And, you know, of course, this team is number one and undefeated, wants to stay that way and all that. But he also pointed out, and he's not the only one this is true for, he said, you know, if we lose this game, I'm going to hear about it all winter at wrestling because Shelton and Kennesaw share the wrestling team. And see, those are the kind of things that make high school football. And I don't know, there's a lot more at stake here than just having a zero being the last number in your record. And I think it's going to be a great game. I think Kennesaw wins it, but I think Shelton's got the firepower to make things interesting.
Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report joins us here for just another couple of minutes. Okay, Bob, what else do we have across the state for big games, and where are your eyes pointing this weekend?
Well, I tell you what, I'm going to be at Kennesaw, to be real honest. I think that is an outstanding game. There's a couple of this is kind of a dead week for Class A. I think anybody who's watching Class A football might notice that Papillion South, who is coached by Walt Olson, who had those state championship teams at Hastings back in the 90s, they played really good football. They play Omaha Central this week, and that's an awfully big game in Class A. As far as, you know, right in the smaller schools, Humphrey, who will be playing his third-rated team in a row and got beat last week by Howells 30-0, which in the parlance of D2 football would make that a nail-biter, plays St. Francis this week. And St. Francis hasn't allowed a point this year. Now, granted, they haven't played great teams, but that will be an important game. I also think that St. Mary's up at O'Neill and Bloomfield, that is going to be a big game for D2. But I just really like the game. The Shelton-Kennesaw game is going to be where I think a lot of people are going to be anxious to see what happens.
Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep. Bob, we appreciate you joining us every Wednesday right here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Safe travels. We'll visit with you after the game this Friday on the Scoreboard Show, as we always like to do. You're the best, buddy.
All right. Thanks a lot, Tony. We'll talk to you guys soon.
He is Robert Jensen, Huskerland Prep Report, and glad to have him with us every Wednesday here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We are at our Husker Lunch here at Cunningham's Journal. Folks starting to file in for lunch, getting the early seats, getting the best seats. Come on in. Got plenty of room for you. Sean Callahan of Husker Online is here to talk Husker football. The biggest game of the year is this Saturday. There is no doubt about it. You can hear it on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, and it'll start at 2 o'clock at the pregame kickoff, 7 o'clock also on ABC. You think it's the biggest game here?
I know it's the biggest game of the year.
It's the next game of the year. That's why it's big.
Well,
you know that, right?
This, everybody's been pointing to this one ever since they announced that initial schedule coming out. That's been, you know, 13, 14 months ago. People have been fired up for Saturday's game. Night game, Camp Randall, two top 10 teams, first time since 1962. They're averaging beating people 49-9. I believe Nebraska's beating people by 21 points. Can Nebraska's defense slow them down at all, or will they be ahead by 48 points, as every negative Nebraska fan out there seems to believe? Well, I cannot believe. But I don't remember a big game. You know, even when Texas Tech rolled us, we went down there and played the close overtime game, which no one gave us a chance in. Thought we'd lose by 70. Virginia Tech, nobody really. Yeah, Virginia Tech's better than we are, but can we keep it close?
Big 12 championship game against Texas.
Big 12, too. There you go. And you know what? I've never heard as much negativity surrounding this football team, and I think Bo Pelini has got the deal set up the way he likes it. I think he's shown absolutely nothing. I'm excited for Saturday.
And, folks, the following Saturday, Nebraska's first home Big Ten game against Ohio State. It's high in the middle and around on both ends. Ohio State, it's coming into Lincoln at Midway Auto Group. Wants to give you a pair of tickets. All you have to do is go to your Facebook page and like the Midway Auto Group on Facebook. And this September 30th, what is that, tomorrow? Is that tomorrow or is that Friday already? My goodness, it's not even close. It's getting close, though. It's Friday. They're going to be drawn out for a pair of tickets to Nebraska, Ohio State. So all you have to do is go to the Midway Auto Dealership and check things out online at Facebook. Like them. They put all those names into the hopper and draw out for a pair of Nebraska, Ohio State tickets this Friday for next Saturday, October 8th game. And don't forget that at Midway, they're extremely excited to be able to discount their vehicles even more with added incentives from the Jeep Celebration $500 bonus cash incentive now available to Jeep customers. All 2011 model year Jeeps, including Compass, Patriot, Liberty, Grand Cherokee, and model 2012 Jeeps, you'll receive an extra $500 rebate courtesy of Jeep on top of the hassle-free pricing they have for you every day at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. We will be back and talk with Sean Callahan here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and then turn him over at noon a little bit, about 5 after everybody settles in and gets their lunch. It is our weekly Husker Lunch here at Cunningham's Journal. Come on down, folks. Plenty of room for you at Cunningham's Journal. Great Wednesday. It's Wisconsin week. If you don't want to talk football ever, that would be why you're not here. I mean,
there you go.
You're never coming if you don't come today. Love to have you. Come on down and see us. We'll be back with more after this.
down 155 at 82.90. Diesel unchanged at 287. Gas looks like it's unchanged at 268. And the dollar's up 13 at 78.16. For MidAmericaAgNetwork.com, I'm John Runyon.
Pinnacle Bank is proud to be family-owned and based in Nebraska, serving businesses, farms, and families since 1938. They offer personal service built on relationships along with advanced tools and resources to meet all your banking needs. With more than 60 years of combined experience, Tom Darbro, Dave Van Pelt, and Ryan Traunicht are here to help you with your next ag or livestock loan. Let them put their resources to work for you. Call or stop by Pinnacle Bank in Aurora today. The way banking should be. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Whether you need to pick off a prairie dog or call in a turkey, the Boathouse in Grindallen has a variety of ammunition and hunting accessories that true outdoorsmen like yourself want. The Boathouse is more than just boats. It's ammo, live bait, and it's the right stuff, all in one place, so you can have more time in the fields or the lake, doing what you like to do best. The Boathouse. Boats, hunting, accessories, ammo, and live bait. North Highway 281 in Grindallen.
Friday means high school football, and we've got some great matchups for you this Friday on our network of stations and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. On ESPN 1460, it's a D1 top 10 matchup as Shelton travels to Kennesaw. On ESPN 1550, Hastings will host Alliance. Donovan Trumbull is at St. Cecilia on 1230 KHAS, and Ravenna travels to Kearney Catholic on Classic Hits 98.9. All games kick off at 7 o'clock this Friday night.
Sunshine develops across the area today with temperatures topping off at about 87 for a high. Winds will also stay variable from 5 to 10. For tonight, with clear to partly cloudy skies, lows will be back to 52. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 73.
Hey, welcome back. Doug and Daddy's show rolls on live from Cunningham's. Downtown Kearney. Stop in for our Husker lunch. Sean Callahan set to take the microphone shortly after the noon hour begins. About 12:05, we hand it over to him. He gives a short presentation, answers any and all of your questions. Great to have Sean on hand with us today. We alternate every week. Steve Sipple 1 week from Lincoln Journal Star. Sean Callahan, Husker Online the next week. But we're pleased to have him join us right now.
It's a cocky Big Ten shirt. What's up, dude?
The old logo, Big Ten here too. It doesn't have the new look. I got it last year in Chicago at the media days.
Are you wearing the black helmet Saturday?
Nobody's wearing a black helmet Saturday.
It got posted again yesterday. I love what they're doing out there. They're messing with people. There's nothing better.
Yeah, those equipment guys. They put out a. You know, I guess that helmet's been in the equipment room for a long time. This guy's having fun. And they put it out on Twitter. And, you know, I've had people, like, email me constantly about this helmet and are they going to wear it, yada, yada, yada. No way. I mean, the only reason they're telling fans to wear black is they want to make a statement. They want to recreate Notre Dame 2000. If you just say wear your red, no one's going to know how many Nebraska fans are in there. And they want to make a statement, and that's the only way they could possibly do it is say, let's wear black.
Sean, on front page of the World Herald today, they've got the ticket prices out there. And, you know, people, $1,200, you know, on the Internet. Okay, first of all, until I see somebody shell out $1,200 bills and hand a ticket, you can ask all you want. I'm asking $2,200. I've got four right now.
I want to meet the guy that pays that much.
If somebody's got $8,800, I can find them four tickets this afternoon. But until somebody shells that money out, all that's just on the Internet asking prices, all that is.
I think the market is really $250 to $300 right now per ticket. We have a partnership with a company called SeatGeek.com. And what SeatGeek is, there's like a database of all the ticket brokers, including eBay, Ticket Express, StubHub, all of them. There's like 15 of them, and we list the prices of tickets lowest to highest from all the different brokers around on the Internet, which helps the consumer find the best deal they can find. And if you go on SeatGeek.com, you'll see, you know, 250 or in that range is probably where they start out at right now.
Sean Callahan of Husker Online joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We're at Cunningham's. Come out and join us for lunch today here at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, and Husker football talk for the next hour. It's finally here. We do our same work no matter who it is, but is there even an
an extra little spring in your step as you get ready to go to Madison?
You know, a little. I think the hard part of the week is just getting through Monday, Tuesday. I mean, there's just so much with our job to get through that press conference and practice and I figure out a wrap-up. So once I get to Kearney on Wednesday, it's kind of downhill for me to get out here and talk with you guys. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to getting out there. We fly out of Lincoln on Friday, get into Madison by noon on Friday, and you know, it's going to be quite a stage. I mean, I've seen a lot of big venues and places. I was at Penn State in 2002 for one of their first night games. That has to rank up there as one of the greatest atmospheres I've been in. I would say the 2007 Missouri game at night in Columbia was really nuts. And then obviously the A&M game last year in College Station, the Washington game to an extent, and then Virginia Tech. Those would be the ones in my time covering the team that really stand out as tough atmospheres, and I'm expecting this one to be just as good or better.
Sean, when we're talking about all the negativity, I don't remember a game where Husker fan out there goes, I mean, the initial statement from 9 out of 10 people is, can we keep this deal close?
Well, it started, now, remember, it started out week one. There's always been something that Nebraska fan hasn't been happy with, media hasn't been happy with, and it's always been compared to, oh, God, if we do this, Wisconsin's going to kill us. Wisconsin's going to kill us.
Well, yeah, there's just such an insecurity amongst the fan base because everybody wants to just hold their chest out proud and say it's perfect. The bottom line is there's nobody that's perfect. And, you know, with our message boards on HuskerOnline.com, the Red Sea Scrolls, after the Wyoming game, he went on there, he would have thought Nebraska lost the game. And they pretty much dominated that game. And they could have won the game 55-14 if they wanted to. You know, and it's just, I think people want the 1990s so bad again, and it's just not going to happen. You don't see teams just completely dominate every single phase of the football game. It just doesn't have to happen. Even Eric Crouch wasn't a great thrower, but he got it done. And Taylor Martinez continues to make progress. And what I've been most encouraged about is the play of the offensive line has gotten better each week. And then the running backs, you've seen all the running backs start to get involved, and that's taken the pressure and the load off of Martinez. I think the receivers are better than they were a year ago, even with Niles Paul and these guys. I thought just what these young guys have shown, Jamal Turner, Quincy Anunoble, Kenny Bell, it's a pretty young, talented group of receivers, and they're getting better every week. So there's been a lot of encouragement. And the black shirts have yet to be the black shirts because they haven't had their whole allotment of guys. When you have three first-rounders and they haven't played together as a group, I think it's hard to judge this defense until we see Crick, Dennard, David together on the field. And we'll see that Saturday.
And let's throw in with the defense also. I think we saw four plays they blitzed on in four games. They will not let him stand back there. That's what I keep contending. It's going to be like Tyron Pitt. Whether they want to contain him, there will be something for him, but there's going to be people coming off the edge. There's going to be people flying at him. He's not going to stand back there for 8 seconds.
No, and Cameron Meredith, I was talking to him about this yesterday. He said that Russell Wilson does not very often just go in the pocket, three-step drop it. It's roll out, move the pocket, just like Fresno State, just like Washington. But Nebraska, in some ways, I don't think they were very prepared and didn't have a good game plan for that. They're going to have a good game plan for it this week because Russell Wilson does not stand in the pocket very often.
Yeah, the coaches admitted they didn't have the game plan for Fresno State. And for Washington, once you hit them, you got to tackle them, I think, is going to be the big key here. If you get to Russell Wilson, you can't bounce off him like we've seen a couple of times. You satisfied with how healthy everybody is? I've got the feeling this is the best Nebraska team of the year on the field Saturday.
Right. There's no question. They are at 100% health. There is not an injury issue. I was there yesterday. There wasn't a single guy sitting out. I mean, other than the guys that are out for the season with longer-term stuff. But they're geared up. I mean, they use those first four games to kind of find themselves. To develop that identity on offense. They tried so many different personnel guys in the secondary. Now they've got to have a plan, and I think you're going to see a consistent group out there on defense, especially in the secondary. I don't know if we'll see Corey Cooper start this week. I wouldn't be surprised if they go back to Ciante Evans and Dennard and then have Damian Stafford be that nickel guy. I asked Dennard this yesterday. We were doing an interview for Channel 7 for the pregame show about Nick Toon. And I go, so are you going to shadow him around and follow him wherever he goes? And he goes, no, we usually never do that at Nebraska. So don't don't think that Denner's going to probably follow tune everywhere because they typically don't do those things. It's either your right or your left, and that's kind of how Bo runs the defense.
You said you're encouraged by the progress the offensive line's made every week. Do we have any locked-in starters other than Caputo at offensive line for sure?
Spencer Long.
Okay.
Those are the two guys that have played almost every play. And Spencer Long has played the best of all of them, believe it or not. I mean, that's kind of a surprise. You know, yesterday they give him these stretching lines by position. And Andrew Rodriguez is leading the stretching line for the left guard spot. So I don't know what they're doing, if Choi will start this week or Rodriguez will start. But maybe they finally lit that fire in Rodriguez they were trying to light. But Choi has played well. Both those guys will play. I think Marcell Jones has gotten healthier and healthier, where him and Tyler Moore will split time at that spot as well. And then Yoshi and Searle for the left spot. I mean, I think they feel good about what they've been able to get done, especially after the Fresno game. The Fresno game was not a great game for that line, and I think you've seen them get better the last 2 weeks.
Lance Thoreau, what a great game on Saturday. Will we see Wildcat, or you think they just threw that out Saturday night?
So, well, I think you'll see Wildcat, especially because it just changes the tempo and the pace of the game. I mean, has anybody stopped that play? I mean, seriously, especially the first time you show it. Defenses are – I wouldn't be surprised if they come out and then Wisconsin's not ready. They have to burn a timeout. I mean, it is a tempo pace changer, and you know they showed some things out of it with the jet sweeps. Obviously, Timmy Marlowe. There's more to it than just Rex running that they haven't even shown yet. And Taylor Martinez comes on the field on those plays. That's what makes it confusing because Martinez is a receiver.
Yeah.
And you don't know what's going on.
He's split out to the left.
Before you know it, they quick snap it, and your defense is not ready for that play to happen.
Well, let's wrap it up with this. We're here at the Husker Lunch at Cunningham's Journal. Come on down. Still plenty of time. We're here for the next hour. Sean Callahan will be talking Husker football with everybody here in the group. Have some lunch. Ask him your Husker football questions. Our last question, or my last question, Sean, is you're walking into the Bo Pelini postgame press conference on Saturday night, and you'll be asking him.
I knew this was coming. You know, I haven't really put down a prediction in writing yet, but I think it's going to be a close game. I don't think the 10 points is a pretty big spread to have. These are the games where Bo gets his teams up. I still think, though, the atmosphere at night, it's going to be tough to win this game. I think Nebraska, if you had to put a gun to my head today, I think they'll lose by, you know, 3 or 4 points, but I don't think it's going to be a blowout like people have tried to predict. But I think it's going to go all the way down to the end. And, you know, if I'm picking straight from the heart here and, you know, looking at it with a clear conscience, I think Wisconsin, you have to pick them today if you were doing this right down the middle.
See, I can't do that. I pick Nebraska 63-4.
But I will say,
we give them two safeties.
Your Fresno, what was your Washington prediction? Was it Fresno or your Washington prediction was like 22-4 because you just hated this team?
Our friends Michael Sevier and John Tallman, we do our picks every week. I can tell you, Mike, I'm giving away our picks before Saturday, but Michael Sevier has picked Nebraska to win. And Michael Sevier is leading our picks against the spread and straight up every all week right now, or all year. And John Tallman is going to pick Nebraska, too. So, yeah, there are people that know football, that know the personnel, that are picking Nebraska.
If you don't know Michael Sevier in Omaha, he studies film. He's an absolute freak like that.
He's good. I mean, we do 3 games a week. He's 10-2. And I think he's 8-4 against the spread.
So the football knowledgeable minds in the state are picking Nebraska.
Huh.
Wonder what my prediction will be.
No. I don't know what Cooler is doing. I should have asked him last night at Big Red Wrap-Up. But I don't know. I mean, the one thing with Wisconsin is they haven't played anybody yet. And they haven't been punched in the mouth. And they haven't had a dance for 4 quarters. Their starters have played 2.5, 3 quarters each week. When they get hit a little bit, and they get some adversity, how are they going to react? That's a big question for Saturday.
Recruits, next week, it was supposed to be a big week. Is that what I'm hearing for Ohio State?
10 official visitors. 6 of them, 4 stars, 2 of them, 5 stars.
Any commitments after next week? Are we close on any of them?
If I had a crystal ball, I'd tell you. But, you know, it's hard to say, Tony. If they win this week and win next week, you're going to probably see some of those guys commit.
Well, wouldn't that be fun? Interesting little tidbit as we go into this game with our kicker starting his first year. His dad celebrating his 50th birthday with us right here today.
Mr. Dr. Maher?
Yes, Brian.
Let me tell you a real story. I was in the press box, and I know a few of the NFL scouts. The Bear scout and the Ram scout were sitting by me, and they go, "Where the hell are Nebraska getting these kickers from?" They're like, this mob incredible. Like, they couldn't believe how, you know, he was sitting the bench, or this guy could start for 95% of the teams in the country.
Yeah, there's absolutely no doubt about it. Some of the NFL games on Sunday, there seemed to be a lot more returns. And I know they moved it back, but still Maher would be playing.
I think Maher's better at the kickoffs than Kanalik was. I mean, I really do. I mean, if you look at his kickoffs, to me, he was just as good. And I think he's a better punter than Alex Henry. And he should be 9 for 9 on the year in his field goals. He got jobbed in the one that they called a miss. So.
He got jobbed. I thought he should have punted last year, but it was so close that it just didn't matter in the end. Sean, make sure you don't jump around in the press box Saturday night.
I'll be there, man. You guys going?
Daddy's there. I'm staying back to hold the ship. So I go to Wyoming. He goes to Wisconsin.
We had to draw the W teams. We flipped the coin.
I went to Wisconsin.
Yep.
Well, maybe in Indianapolis you'll both get to go if they make it out there.
God, that's going to be great. No matter what, win or lose, of course, win's better. But even a loss does not wreck the season for Nebraska on Saturday night.
No. I think they just got to come out with a split. These next 2 weeks need to be at least a split.
No worse. Sean, thanks for the time. We'll turn you over to the group here, and we'll talk to you next week.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Sean Callahan of HuskersOnline.com. You can find out more, HuskerOnline.com, part of the Rivals Network. All the latest every day from practice. You can hear from the coaches because Sean's there. John Tallman's there. The whole crew is there. Tidbits on all the players. So much more, HuskerOnline.com. Merritt, did you want to say anything today?
Not really.
That's good. All right. More from Barry Alvarez tomorrow on the program. Let's get on out of here. Still time for you to come down to Cunningham's Journal and check things out here at our Husker Lunch every Wednesday, and we'll have that for you next Wednesday. We'll be back this Wednesday. We're here, and come on down, enjoy some lunch, and we'll have a lot more for you here on the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Coming up tomorrow on the program, we're going to be talking with one of the beat writers out of Wisconsin about the Badger football team. Jeff Erickson of RotoWire.com will join us as well. So get your fantasy football questions into the Doug and Daddy Show via the email, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. We want to thank our guest today, as always, Sean Callahan of Husker Online, along with our friends from Huskerland Prep, and that is Bob Jensen and UNK head volleyball coach Rick Squires. We'll see you tomorrow, Daddy.
Yeah, okay. 1460 in Kearney, 1550 on your AM dial in Hastings. Bye-bye for now.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.